You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Tuesday, Governor Gavin Newsom delivered the State of the State address. Here are edited portions of that address.
By every traditional measure, the state of our state is strong. We have that record-breaking surplus. We've added over 3 million jobs since the depth of the recession. We're seeing wages rising. We're in a state with more scientists, more engineers, more Nobel laureates, with more venture capital, more patents emanating than any other part of this country. And we, of course, have the finest system of higher education anywhere in the world. But along with that prosperity and progress, there are problems that have been deferred too long and that threaten to put the California dream out of reach for too many. Look, we face hard decisions that are coming due. And the choices we make will shape our future and the future, quite literally, of millions for decades to come. And this is what I want to talk about today, as frankly and as directly as I can, the tough calls we must make together. I won't pretend to have all the answers, but the only way to find them is to, I think, face these issues honestly. Let's level about the high-speed rail. You know, I have nothing but respect for Governor Brown and Governor Schwarzenegger's vision. I share it. And there's no doubt that our state's economy and quality of life depend on improving transportation. But let's be real. The current project, as planned, would cost too much and respectfully take too long. There's been too little oversight and not enough transparency. Right now, there simply isn't a path to get from Sacramento to San Diego, let alone from San Francisco to LA. I wish there were. However, we do have the capacity to complete a high-speed rail link between Merced and Bakersfield. Now, I know some critics are going to say, well, that's a train to nowhere. But I think that's wrong, and I think that's offensive. The people of the Central Valley endure the worst air pollution in America and have some of the longest commutes in this state. And they have suffered too many years of neglect from policymakers, respectfully, here in Sacramento. They deserve better. You can't say this enough. The high-speed rail is more than a train project. It's about economic transformation. It's about unlocking the enormous potential of the valley. You know, we can align our economic and workforce development strategies anchored by the high-speed rail and pair them with tools like opportunity zones that can form the backbone of a reinvigorated Central Valley economy. Merced, Fresno, Bakersfield, and communities in between are more dynamic than people realize. The valley may be known around the world for agriculture, but there's another story ready to be told, a story of a region hungry for investment, a workforce eager for more training and good jobs, Californians that deserve a fair share of our state's prosperity. Look, we'll continue to support our regional projects north and south. We'll finish phase one of the environmental work. We'll connect the revitalized Central Valley to other parts of the state, and we will continue to push forward for more federal funding and private dollars. But let's get something done once and for all. And for those of you, I know you're out there, that just want to throw away this whole project, sort of give up on this whole endeavor, I just offer you this. Abandoning the high-speed rail entirely means we will have wasted billions and billions of dollars with nothing but broken promises, partially fulfilled commitments, and lawsuits to show for it. And with all due respect, I have no interest in sending back $3.5 billion of federal funding that was allocated to this project to President Donald Trump. That fundamentally would have to happen if we just walked away. But also, I'm not interested in making the same old mistakes. And that's why today I'm ordering some new transparency measures. We're going to hold contractors. We're going to hold consultants accountable to having to explain how tax dollars are spent, including change orders, cost overruns, and even travel expenses. And we're going to put it online so everybody can see it. That's the position on high-speed rail. Let's talk about water. We need a fresh approach when it comes to meeting California's massive water challenges. We have a big state, diverse water needs, cities that need clean drinking water, farms that need irrigation to keep feeding the world, fragile ecosystems that must be protected. Our water supply is becoming less reliable because of climate change, and our population's growing because of a strong economy. That means a lot of demand on an unpredictable supply. There are no easy answers, but let me be as direct about where I stand as I can be. I do not support the water fix as currently configured, meaning I do not support the twin tunnels. We can, however, build on the important work that's already been done. And that's why I do support a single tunnel. The status quo is not an option. We need to protect our water supply from earthquakes, from rising sea levels. We need to preserve Delta fisheries, and we need to meet the needs of cities and farms. We have got to get past these old binaries, like farmers versus environmentalists, the North versus South. Our approach can't be either or. It has to be yes and. Conveyance and efficiency and recycling projects. I'm appointing a new chair to the California Water Board, Joaquin Esquivel. And his first task, our collective effort must be to cross the finish line on real agreements to save the Sacramento-San Joaquin Bay Delta. We must get this done for the resilience of our mighty rivers, for the stability of our agricultural sector, and the millions and millions of people that depend on this water every day. The best is yet to come. Thank you all very, very much.